advisement is case number 10,089, and a variance from the minimum square footage requirement for a partial. Okay, 4708.
Yeah, I'll ask that same question again. Who owns the whole parcel?
This gentleman does here on 89.
He owns it but doesn't live there. He lives down the road.
Lives down the road about a quarter of a mile.
He's subdividing it for financial gain. Mm-hmm. We typically don't allow that.
He said that when you asked him the question, he said that.
And he also, aside from the request that he has, he would also need an additional variance of road frontage.
Shouldn't we have picked that up when we
probably
accepted
so.
The application?
Yep.
There was a question there that the director had given some instructions on it, and I wasn't privy to that, what it was.
Well, at the 40-foot line, I mean, you can bend lines any way you
sure.
want.
Yeah, sure.
How well we know that, down in trailer parks.
Yeah.
Right? Sliding lines.
Yeah.
Sliding lines. There you go.
Well,
terminology.
I took this application.
Let's see. Okay.
I had on there a request of variance from 150.
Mr. McCabe, how do you feel on this? Your feelings on this?
And I was overruled, saying I wouldn't need
that. I don't know.
He's going to have another variance anyway on this.
You're right.
Huh?
You were right. Touchy. What do you have to do? Reapply for another hearing?
For additional variance, yeah.
Yeah, for additional variance.
But again, it's not going to change the fact it's for financial gain. You know, we've allowed those for family members to, build, their homes there or whatever. But
after the question was asked, and then in the future, maybe you have to.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I didn't buy it. Sorry.
No, that was, after the course, that
was purely financial gain.
Yeah. That was the first question. It was, the answer was to that.
And definitely, like Mr. Mills is saying, that definitely the reason behind that new ordinance of the 3/4 was not to
not for financial gain.
Financial
gain. Family member, if you know it. And
it was for hardship cases.
Hardship, right.
Well. It doesn't seem to meet the standard for granting a variance other than possibly the standard of uniqueness, but it's already developed, so it doesn't really meet that standard. It says, cannot be developed in strict conformity. It is developed in strict conformity. It's not necessary to enable reasonable use of the property because the property already has a reasonable use. How am I doing?
Good so far.
Okay.
So far, so good.
It is created by the applicant. I guess it's arguable if it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But on the tax map, I can't see where there's a lot of small lots, so I would assume that it would, and not necessary to afford any kind of relief, so I would make a motion that we deny case number 10,089.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,089. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Yeah, you did it right.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied. Okay.